Surprise! In this last vignette, we're going to talk about contemporary art. Yes, we are small, but we've got it going on. Actually, here in Plana del Arc, there's a lot of art to enjoy, and that goes plenty for La Torre de Dominic. If you didn't know, Plana del Arc is full of art. Not only do we have landscapes and countryside made for painting and photography, we also have spaces such as the MACVAC in nearby Villa Famés, one of the first museum institutions dedicated to contemporary art in Spain. But why stop there? We also have other small museums, such as in Les Coves de Vinromain, or the Val de l'Alba art route, or the Roman Arch itself. And with so much art to see, the inspiration came to us to promote the creation of an open-air museum to bring contemporary art a bit closer to ordinary mortals. The tourism brand La Plana del Arc got the ball rolling with the first performance by the artistic group Trash Formations. If you've been keeping an eye out, we will guess you've seen the first intervention in Plana del Arc. We are referring to a number of enormous iron constructions in each of the towns recreating the Roman Arch of Cabanes. These stone and metal structures are found along the network of green roads that connect the town to the Via Augusta, where you can walk among ancient olive trees, dry riverbeds, aljubes, tanks used to store water, and contemporary art sculptures. The joy and wonder of living in a small town. And, in addition to being modern, we are eco-sustainable. These structures have been made with recycled beams from demolitions or cuttings from metal workshops. Yes, the raw material is cheap for us. And with these pieces, repositioning them, transforming them, well, we're left with enormous semicircular arches that appear to look so much like those of Roman architecture. An arch for each town, so that no one feels left out or miffed. And all located in unforgettable places. Walking along the route of the arches is delightful. It may even cast a spell over you. The arch in Torre de Dominic can be seen from the scenic lookout of Onofre. These works have been created by two artists, the Montoya brothers, architect and industrial designer, who make good use of everything they find to give life to new works. These sculptors, in fact, were very generous. They gave us three more sculptures. The one in front of you represents an everyday bathtub. And then, after the transformation, these wild chairs appeared. You'll find another one in Coves de Vinromain on the way to La Morería. Huge columns that melt into the forest that surrounds them. All very vertical and artistic. The final piece is a metal wall that blends into the background through the careful use of color. In case you don't see it clearly, and you start to get dizzy, well, you have a chair right there next to you. And if you still don't see it, no problem. The view of the countryside around Torre de Dominic is always spectacular. To these works, we must add those created by the artists of Photo Alchimia, who, after spending a few days with us in search of inspiration, came up with a new project called Set Cadires, or Seven Chairs. Seven giant chairs that you will find along the network of green roadways and which extol one of the traditions that continue to endure in the towns. Those chairs that are taken out into the street at dusk, that perfect time to enjoy the fresh, cool air and chat with your neighbors. Peace and quiet, a sense of community that comes with living in Plana del Arc. Now we know that modern art is not to everyone's taste. We can even imagine some of the faces and frowns that you might make while looking at the works. But no worries, we're here to help. You know, we are kind of know-it-alls, and we understand almost everything and, well, when we don't, we do have access to Wikipedia. Now, modern art is often misunderstood. But above all, it has to be fun. And as playwright Tom Stoppard said, it's not hard to understand modern art. If it hangs on the wall, it's a painting. And if you can walk around it, it's a sculpture. And that's it. The end of the visit to La Torre. We hope you're feeling both delighted and artistic. It's been a pleasure to have been able to accompany you as you discover this little diamond in the rough that for us is La Torre de Domènech. So now would probably be the perfect moment to find our little bar, relax, chat, and have a drink. Or maybe look for accommodations in one of our rural houses, have a glass of the local wine as you watch the sunset, or take a leisurely walk out in the fresh air. It's time for you to live slow, like we do here in Torre de Domènech. And, of course, we do have more diamonds to show you. Just look for us in any of the seven towns of the Plana del Arc, and we'll tell you more. See you soon!